everybody lie. Funny thing is, we're popular in every culture. We ain't even dead, you try to eat us like a vulture. It's torture. I forgot to mention that it's very scary. If you fry our bodies, then you turn us to a Bloody Mary.
It's kinematically addictive, it's going to cost ya. We are not your friend, you turn us into sauce. Psychologically, you are insane, you need a doctor. Don't put us in a VA camp.
I bet vegans and vegetarians feel like they helping the world more. They ain't helping us by turning to an herbivore. You pluck us out the ground with no remorse like dinosaurs. Then you sprinkle us in salad after you chop us up, of course.
We're alive too, don't only look at us as food.
Hey, really?
Besides, we actually find it pretty rude. When you plant us in the earth, we already know this and we're screwed. Let's roast the rolls. How would you like to be chopped and stewed?
Like the master my tomato. Philosophical like Plato. As humans do as I say, so I lay low, ensuring my plan to reach today's goals. To spread the flow of surpassing that of potatoes. My subordinates will lack ambition. Never seem to understand my division. My desire not to get eaten, that's a contradiction. So I created the human vessel, that was my decision. Simply put, the only way that I can spread my seed is if the humans kept eating and planting more for me. Do it. When I, the mastermind tomato, created human beings, ultimately it was to help me build a family. But now I see how my offspring can bottle up all of this hate. Their respect, all they live for is just to be ate. It isn't fair that they're forced to endure such a fate. So a revolutionary plan I must postulate. Manipulating the minds of mankind is pretty fine. Until we find that all this time it was you that crossed the line. To put a stop to this madness, I might ask for your help. But since you're probably what I'm just going to eat myself.